appropriate protocols, including quarantining and contact tracing. Despite being in proximity to Epstein on occasion over the past couple of weeks, Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani has tested negative for COVID repeatedly.
Fox's John Decker. Not as many as usual, but millions of Americans are traveling for Thanksgiving, despite federal health officials' advice against it because of coronavirus.
We can't just stop living. So I think it's really important that everyone just takes the precautions.
She's at the busy airport in Atlanta. And the Argentinian soccer star Diego Maradona, called by some the greatest player ever, died of a heart attack, 60 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former state representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Thanksgiving Eve. This is the Thanksgiving edition of the Dan Morris Show. We'll be the replay for tomorrow. We don't have many people in for the Morris Corporation South or the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, so this is going to be the time to call because we're doing the drawing for gift card 105 on Friday, gift basket Sweet Creek 130 to 145 on Friday. The show will be shortened on Friday, so you might want to get in because there are not too many more opportunities left here. Let's see here. Speaking of Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000, that's the number you need to remember. That's the number that got me big savings. Ashley did a magnificent job closing my loan. Very complicated. And being self-employed, Ashley knows exactly what to do. So if you're a self-employed person or you own a business, call 567-9000, ask for Ashley. Tell them that Dan Morris recommended her specifically for self-employed people or people who own a small business, which is basically what I do. And give her a call. She can get it done for you. She knows how to do it lickety-split now. I was kind of part of that learning curve, but she learned a lot from me. So Mortgage Corporation South, take advantage of it. Do what I did. Save some moolah. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Barbara. Is this our Barbara? Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Joey.
How are you today?
I am great. How about y'all?
Doing great. What are
you sounding good.
Well, thank you. What are your Thanksgiving plans?
I'm just staying home.
There you go. Just hunker down, huh?
Absolutely. Getting ready for my ball game Saturday.
There you go.
War Eagle.
There you go. You're thankful for the Iron Bowl, right?
I am. I am so thankful we got to play a little football this year.
Yeah, we did.
It's been, goodness gracious, what a weird, crazy year we've had with involving everything.
Yeah, let me tell you
something.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was reading something, Investor's Business Daily. The last thing I had read, there would be 250,000 people that will be immunized by Inauguration Day. Now they're up to 20 million people will have the vaccine delivered to them by that time. 20 million people. That is outstanding.
It is outstanding. Our president has been phenomenal. And I'm going to be like the lady, there's been several of them that have called and said, just keep the faith. God has got this. I don't know what it's going to be, but he's got it. And I'm not giving up until all these investigations and whatever are over with. But I did want to call, and I'd like my name in for both drawings, Mortgage Corporation of the South and Sweet Creek, please.
You got to give me a month and day of birth.
Oh, 6-9.
6-9. Joey, you got that? Joey says he's got it.
And I want you to know, as usual, how much I appreciate this show. I don't watch very much news. I watch a little bit of Newsmax. And everything that I know comes from this radio station. Uh-huh. And I feel like I am very, very, very informed. And I appreciate you guys so much. All day long, but especially Joey in the morning and you in the afternoon. Oh, my goodness. You have so much information. My brain wants to explode sometimes.
I really appreciate that.
Well, I really appreciate y'all because I know you work hard, and I want you to have a very happy, safe, and healthy Thanksgiving, both of you.
We really appreciate that, don't we, Joey?
We do. Thank you, Barbara.
Barbara, I had a lady tell me that she had just gotten home, and I got this Facebook message off Messenger, and she said, I just won an argument with somebody I never win an argument with, and it was all based on information from your show. And she said,
Absolutely. Thank
you. I love that. Thanks, Barbara.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye. Helena? Helena?
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. I am regularly happy. Oh, I'm going to get better.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand the last part.
I am radiantly happy and filled with infinite joy, but I'm going to get better.
Why is that?
Because of God's grace.
There you go.
Of course.
God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
And he is in control. And all will be well, no matter what the outcome of the recount or the court cases. God's in control.
There you go.
And we can just rely on that. And I would like to be introduced to the Sweet Creek Point.
Helena, give me a month and day of birth.
My birthday is today.
Whoa! Happy birthday, girl.
I love it. I love it. And I'm 69 years old.
Well, congratulations on your birthday. I want you to have a happy birthday. What are you doing special today?
Well, I started the day with a breakfast burrito.
Yeah?
And then I had my birthday Big Mac for lunch.
Did you put a little candle on your Big Mac?
Huh?
Did you put a candle on top of your Big Mac?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you put a candle on top of your Big Mac?
No, I added some ketchup.
Ah, I like that. Did you get fries with that?
No, I just did some of my grandson's fries. That way they don't.
Yeah, they don't count if you eat your grandson's fries.
That's right. That's right.
Did your grandson get a Happy Meal?
No. The one grandson gets a quarter pounder with cheese, plain. And then the other grandson gets the 10-piece nugget. They have graduated from the Happy Meals a long time ago.
They're growing on up, huh?
They are. They are.
Well, happy birthday to you, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. And I really am thankful for your show, Joey's show. The amount of research that you do to keep us informed. And I'm so glad that you listen to the network news so that I don't have to. And then you play the portions and you help us digest it. So I'm just so thankful for what you do.
And well,
keep on keeping on.
We really, Joey and I both really appreciate the kind words.
Thank you.
Well, your knowledge and expertise are well renowned.
I guess we shouldn't tell you that. We just make the whole thing up, should we?
Well, if it's smoke and mirrors, you're doing a good job with it.
Well, I appreciate you an awful lot. I want you to have a great day.
And I will.
And a happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, back to Jason Chaffetz. Is now going to be talking about to Greg Jarrett here. And Jarrett's going to be talking about the Biden retreads.
Greg, you've studied this. You've looked at these cast of characters. Go through some of these people that you see, and what do you think the implications would be if Joe Biden is actually sworn in on January 20th?
Well, they're all Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton retreads. So forget about America first. It's America last, leading from behind. I expect an apology tour. They're liberal internationalists who want to rely entirely on multilateral institutions like the feckless United Nations and the dysfunctional NATO and traditional alliances, as the Wall Street Journal said, that only hurt America and empowered our enemies. And look at these cast of characters. You got Jake Sullivan, who was peddling the phony dossier. He was disseminating to reporters the Trump-Russia collusion lie that was invented by his boss, Hillary Clinton. And he was knee-deep in the email scandal. He was sending top-secret classified documents to Hillary Clinton's private server. He should have been prosecuted, in my judgment, but thanks to the misfits and miscreants like James Comey, Andrew McKay, Peter Strzok, he was never prosecuted. Tony Blinken meeting with Hunter Biden. 2 days later, Joe Biden makes his infamous extortion threat to Ukraine that resulted in the firing of a prosecutor who was investigating Hunter Biden's company, Burisma. You would think that Joe Biden would be smart enough to stay away, steer clear of people tainted by scandal, but he stepped right into it.
He did indeed. Let's go to another Florida Gator fan, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, on board the Dan Moore Show.
Only reason why I want to go to Georgia is ATL for the SEC championship game.
There you go. I think
not for the corruption.
I think you guys are on the way.
Well, you know, once the door goes through Georgia, you know, once we beat Georgia, you know, everything else is, you know, that head-to-head tiebreaker there. It always helps out. Hey, you know, you mentioned Greg Jarrett. I love his books.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite. You know, he doesn't sway left or right. He rides right on the middle of the road, which I'm happy with. What do you think about him?
Oh, I like him too. I like his writing style. I like his information. I think he can be a little cocky sometimes.
That's good sometimes. And Mr. Trump's a little cocky there. I like that. But do you think he should have his own hour, his own show?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Judge, who's that female judge? She just didn't do good. I don't know why. I liked her. Was it Gennaro? What's her name?
Judge Jeanine?
Yeah. She just didn't come across well on television to me. What she tried to communicate. I mean, she's a very smart lady, strong, but she just didn't come across. She's no Laura Ingraham.
She's not Laura Ingraham, but you're right about that.
Yes, I mean, that ability to connect. Oh, one other thing I wanted to do is tell Joey that you had the best buffer music on the air.
Joey, did you hear that compliment to you?
Well, thank you, Soldier Boy.
I'm telling you, that's a playlist I almost want to drop and copy and put it on my phone.
We'll now have the Dan Morris Show playlist.
It's been developed over years.
Actually, that's what I call it, Dan Morris Show playlist. Pretty funny. A friend of mine said, what's this list? I was like, long story. I won't go in.
Okay. <see. laughs> But, you know, but I was doing something wrong when I was playing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you going to watch the game with Florida and Kentucky?
Well, you know, I'm jealous of that one guy who's got tickets, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you drop down to like 30, 40, 50%, you only get tickets. I mean, it's hard enough to get a ticket when the stadium's open at 100 grand, 1,000 people going. But to get multiple tickets, amazing.
Amazing, got his Christmas. Yeah, really.
Yep. Hey, what's the story I hear about a judge? Is it in Michigan or something?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Is that anything to be looking forward to? Is that big news or is it just...
It's potential good news.
It's okay. One of the more interesting arguments. It's not the Trump campaign arguing it. It's actually Congressman Mike Kelly and some other folks from Pennsylvania.
I thought it was congressional candidate, Mike Kelly.
Sean Parnell's the congressional candidate. Mike Kelly, he was a star during the impeachment hearings. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're essentially saying, hey, all these changes you made to absentee balloting, you didn't go through the constitutional process that the Pennsylvania Constitution requires, so they shouldn't count.
And what is this thing they passed? Some kind of relief act or something. I forgot what they called it. Where even if you're an illegal immigrant in this country, you still get a stimulus check?
Yeah, that's what the Dems wanted.
Oh, they didn't get it? I was told they got it.
No, that was the, what do they call it? The HOPE Act?
The Heroes.
Yeah, that's what it
Heroes.
Is. Heroes Act.
I knew it was some felonious name like that.
I know some felonious. And when it sounds good, you see heroes, you think,
oh, yeah, let me, yeah.
People.
What they do is this is the Love Little Puppies Act. And what it is about killing dogs. Is whatever the name is the opposite of it.
Well, it's like taking a turd and wrapping it up in truffles. But at the end of the day, we know what it is underneath those lovely truffles.
There we go.
You can paint it any color you want. Call it the Heroes Act. Oh, my God, that sounds so great. And then you got illegal immigrants getting my tax money or a stimulus package who are here illegally on my tab. That's like un-freaking believable. Hey, Dan, what's going to happen in Georgia? Give me your betting line on that.
I don't know. I want to see the Sidney Powell press conference and the thing that she's going to drop that she says is going to be epic. I'm tired of people saying things are going to happen. I want to see things happen.
It's like it's build up, and then you're disappointed.
Well, it's build up, and nothing happens.
Exactly. It's like, and nothing. You know, it's like, you know, it's nothing like a what do you call it, a political tease?
You could call it that or something else.
Yeah, well, we can't say that, but true. But I'm just wondering what exactly it, I mean, it seems like it's almost equally, if not more important than the presidential race right now. Georgia holding that line.
Yeah, Georgia's important.
But the numbers, everybody's playing that numbers game and everything. But at the end of the day, sometimes the Republicans are so wishy-washy, they either they vote for the other side or they don't vote at all. So the track record of Republicans of voting correctly on party line has not been that great like the Democrats. Because, you know, remember Anthony Weiner. I mean, Democrats, that's the difference between a Democrat. A Democrat, you do something wrong, they round the wagons like, you know, like Colonel General Custard, you know, and protect them and everything until it gets too hot, and then they finally break off the wagons. But Republicans, boy, they'll throw each other underneath the desk and the table in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Custer wishy had wagons.
That wasn't a perfect analogy. You're right.
Not, yeah, he didn't have. Well, he didn't have anything.
That's true. You know, cavalry and some nice uniforms though.
There you go.
All right, you guys have a great and safe holiday.
Thank you, Soldier Boy. Coming back, Cooper, right top after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Excuse me. Yeah, let me know what you guys are doing for Thanksgiving. Anything different than you normally do? Cut down, larger, same size? What are some of the traditions that you have? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Koopa. Koopa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Doing great, my friend.
A minute ago, a lady mentioned that she was thankful that you watch the national news so that she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And I agree with 100%, Dawn, but the problem is now you're going to have to start watching the local news, too. The first 15 minutes of WSFA every night is national feed, and it might as well be the national news.
Huh, I haven't watched WSFA in a long time.
Well, I mean, all of them do it, but they're the worst. Literally, the first almost 15 minutes of the show, you're getting what you're going to get on the national news in 30 minutes.
Is that the 6 o'clock news or the 5:30 or 5 o'clock news?
5 o'clock news. Well, I think they do it. I don't watch it very often, but they probably do it. You know, the news local comes on at 4, and they repeat it at 4:30, and then they repeat it at 5, and then they repeat it again at 6.
Yeah, it's a different broadcast. The 5 o'clock to the 5 o'clock to the 6 o'clock because Bullock is doing it at 6 and what's his name is doing it at 5.
But they still feed in these national feeds.
Okay, I'll have to look at that
national story. Yeah, well, take a look at it. It's aggravating because I haven't watched national news in several years. Now I get to watch maybe a little bit of local news. I know there's not much of it, but
that's for sure.
Yeah, and one thing I know this was on the local news last night. The sheriff was talking, the chief of police. I think he was the sheriff. I believe the other day I saw where we've had 57 homicides in Montgomery this year. So far, that was a few days ago. I'm sure it's more now. And just for curiosity, I looked back a little bit. In 2018, just 2 years ago, we had 28 for the whole year. So we've more than doubled our rate, our number from 2 years ago.
Wow. Not good?
No, it doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
Anyway...
I'm surprised that WSFA reported that story.
Really? Okay. Talk to you later, Dan. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Koopa. Break. Red Tide coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a time out and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number one affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty.
272-9228, that's where we are.
In love and affection.
Appreciate all the telephone calls. Be a great replay show.
Living just enough for the city.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Doing great. Very busy. Lord have mercy, I'm busy. And that is just such a blessing. I'm very thankful for that. And, don't see any end in sight. It's amazing how good the economy is, thanks to you-know-who. heard some interesting reports on side effects. I have heard no mention of side effects for these vaccines until just a few minutes ago. And this gentleman in ABC News has now taken both shots. Have you heard any reports on that?
I have not.
He said, pretty tough. First shot, he said he ached all over from head to toe, had to sleep about 10 hours. And I do believe this was the Moderna shot.
Okay.
And then the booster shot, he said, was even worse. So they're not talking about side effects at all, if you notice. And I guess they're just announcing that it's here and all that kind of stuff. But
well, let me caution you on something, that when you're, is there a motivation for the media to be saying that they're big time side effects?
I'm not sure, because this was NPR reporting about ABC.
Yeah, that's so, what I worry about is the ABC portion of that.
Yeah, I understand. But I don't understand the what advantage there would be to dissing the, but you never know.
Because it hurts Donald Trump.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Now, Qantas announcement yesterday about the vaccine, or did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay, Qantas is going to require that you have a certificate you got the shot before you can get on their plane after the vaccine is available in Australia.
Those are 90 people in Australia.
Yes, but first I've heard of you needing a, quote, vaccination verification document. And this may be just a bellwether for what's coming up. It kind of wouldn't be surprised me if all the rest of the... what do you impression if you think they're going to be pulling this crap on us?
Well, I think the people that don't want it pulled on them won't go.
Yeah. But considering Joe Biden's considering the military was... I guess Trump was considering the military to distribute the vaccine, but they were actually going to be giving the vaccine?
Military, what they did is the military is going to distribute it on one leg of it, unless it's big parts of it. Then it's going to go to FedEx, and FedEx was going to get it down to the smaller places.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and also on DW News last night, at least 20 minutes was spent on Joe Biden and his cabinet and how it's not going to satisfy the progressives. They were very pessimistic towards the new Biden administration on DW, which is German World News, which kind of surprised me. They were grilling these folks with the progressive party angle.
Let me tell you something. This thing that the world is sighing a big, sigh of relief that Biden has been elected and Trump's not going to be there is just false. Absolutely false. And that we're bringing honor back to the United States and countries will respect us again. Countries have never respected us as much as they did during the Trump administration.
Well, and, this is kind of the gist of what they're getting at, that the Biden administration is not going to be able to change much because things have changed and they're not ever going to go back to the way when Obama was there.
Yeah.
So that was encouraging in that respect, but I was very surprised at how much they were. I was so pessimistic about Joe Biden's cabinet and all that, and they ought to be with John Kerry, please.
Oh, come on, that's your favorite guy.
Oh, my gosh. Lord, let's just pour some more ketchup on it, okay? hey, you guys have a great, great Thanksgiving. You going to be back in town Friday?
I am definitely going to be back in town Friday, and I will be doing the show on Friday, 12 to 2, and then Iron Bowl on Saturday.
You better believe it. Okay, gentlemen, y'all have a great day. Be safe if you're driving somewhere. Watch out for this wicked weather, okay?
Thanks, my friend. Rick from Titus. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Good afternoon, Dan and gang. Just wanted to say thanks for all your work you do. I'm calling you from the greater metropolitan Titus area where it has actually started to rain.
Oh, wow.
Coming in.
Don't tell me that. I've got errands I've got to run.
I don't know if it's down. I know it's not down, but I just got up here just as I got into the Titus area. It's decided it's coming down.
Oh, man. I got to go get gas. I need to get a couple of things to take with me. And
I hope you don't have to go to the grocery store.
No, I tried that this morning. I stopped that foolishness. I mean, I literally pulled up to Publix, the entire parking lot on the one on Zolder Road was full.
And then, well, I hit the Winn-Dixie and Titus, and it was wide open. Yeah. Like, there wasn't even any buggies in the store. I had to go out and get a buggy, and then it came in, and this poor older lady walked in. I felt bad for her. I gave her that and went out and found another one. They are blown up right now. I imagine the Publix, everybody else is too. But I just wanted to say thanks for all the work y'all do and the information you give us, because nowadays in the greater USSA, it's kind of hard to get true information anymore about what's going on out there.
Well, we try to do our best.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving. We're planning on having the family and the grandkids and having a good old time.
There you go, my friend. Enjoy it and give thanks.
Take care.
Ta-ta. Debbie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you and Joey?
Joey's great.
I'm doing well.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with the rain.
Hey, I'm sitting in it in front of the Winn-Dixie about to do some shopping. So just say a prayer for me, okay?
Which Winn-Dixie are you going to?
Prattville.
Are you already there?
Oh, I'm sitting out here in the rain. It's doing pretty good.
How crowded is it?
I'd say about 3/4 full.
Man.
Yeah, it's not totally full. There's still some spots down there at the end I'm looking now. Oh, could you put me in for the Sweet Creek, please?
Debbie, give me your month and day of birth.
11/23.
You are in, my dear.
Yes, I had a good old birthday, and I am thankful for so many things. So this year, I'm going to make a point and just putting together a montage of what all I'm thankful for. And at the top of the list, I am thankful for where I live, where God has put me, my family, my friends, and the list just is going to go on and on and on and on. So I'm just really at the point in my life now that it's time to appreciate everything, including those little things that you ignore.
There you go. As the prayer goes, thank you, God, for all the benefits that you have given us.
You know it. And even bad things can be good. And that's why I'm looking at this political atmosphere.
Yep.
Because if we did not have this going on, we would be complacent. We would just assume everything's just fine and never look around the corner to see what was really going on. So I'm very thankful for the president we have, because he's a whistleblower.
I like that.
Yeah, well, he is a major one. And I appreciate what he's doing. I hope it works for us. We just cannot be complacent. Don't ignore what's out there. Appreciate everything. And do something, what little bit you can do, to make the changes that need to be made. So I'm praying for that, and I hope with all the people listening that we all do the same thing, and maybe we can pull this out.
Well, happy belated birthday to you. And
well, thank you.
I like your attitude.
Well, it's the best I know to do at this time, and that's fine. It seems to have done me well through the years, and I'm going to keep on going. We'll see what happens.
You have a great Thanksgiving. I think you're doing a wise job by listing all the benefits that you've gotten.
Well, it is the day. Well, tomorrow anyway.
Yep.
So, everybody, thank you guys for being there, being kind. Let's just put that in there, because that's the goal. Be wise, listen to Dan Moore's show, so you can be enlightened, yes, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Debbie, thank you so very much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ricochet, someone I have not heard from in a long time.
Well, hello.
How are you, and how have you been?
Well, I've been doing fine. You know, Christmas coming up, and I've got, I don't know, probably about 5 portraits that I'm trying to get cranked up and cranked out. I don't know. It's something you just can't hurry up to do. So, I don't know. These people with pets, it just seems like they just you know, and it's always the ones that are, well, we had to put him down because he's old age or he got sick or,
yeah,
you know, but anyways, I'm trying to get that done. And just working, trying to stay out of trouble.
Well, I can tell you, I think you're not doing a very good job staying out of trouble.
Okay. Hey, let me get your take on something.
Sure.
Since you're the news source. They kind of put this Biden, Hunter Biden's laptop kind of on up under the carpet. Uh-huh. So what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Well, Mr. Biden becomes our president, and this laptop becomes real damning to him to say, hey, Mr. Biden, we've got some things here that we don't really need to come out in public, but you need to go ahead and just kind of, we're going to let you be the president for a while, but you need to kind of go ahead and move on your own way. Because we don't need this. You know, we don't need this to be challenged like the Russian-Trump collusion, because they've got a little bit more than we had. So, do you think that's possible that could happen?
Here's what I think could make it possible, and that is, if Joe really makes some of the progressive Democrats mad, mm-hmm. I think Johnson with the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate is going to do more investigations on that. And mm-hmm. if the Democrats join in, it could get kind of ugly, because the outcome could be this. If Joe Biden is damaged so badly and looks like he could be co-opted, and I think he could be because of this, then mm-hmm. he steps down and Kamala Harris steps in. Now, if you're a progressive Democrat, would you rather have Joe or would you rather have Kamala?
That's poison, right?
Yeah, really.
But okay, I just want to get your input on that. But y'all have a good Thanksgiving and enjoy.
Thank you, my friend. Let me go to a break. Crowdad, coming back to you after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
A boy's born in hot time, Mississippi, surrounded by for what that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Love I Lost?
Yep.
All right, reminds me of college. Whip, 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 whip. Two 877-292-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Crawdad. Crawdad, how are you, my friend?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And I was reading here about the goings-on in Jerusalem, about the mosque, Al-Aqsa.
Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Sir?
The Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yes. And the talks that are going on between Netanyahu and the Emiratis. This is ticking off so many of the people who don't want peace that it's just like going out in the yard pouring gasoline on an anthill. It's amazing that Donald Trump and Jared and others have worked so hard and made such headway bringing these people to the table where they can sit down and talk peaceably about what we can do in the future. And this new bunch that's in is not a new bunch. It's the same old bunch. Joe and friends, did you see what the disposition would be between the Saudis and Joe Biden's administration going in if that were the case?
Yeah,
well, they're gonna look good.
Yeah, the problem is that Team Biden recognizes Palestine, and that's going to be a problem. And if they would just ignore Palestine and bring peace in the Middle East, Palestine would take care of itself.
The Palestinians that control all the ground around the mosque are even they're setting fire to pictures of other Emirate members who want to come and pray, and that's part of the idea is that anybody of every faith would be permitted to come and pray. And they're burning pictures, and they don't want this. This is going backwards, and Donald Trump and Jared have worked so hard to get us to this point. And then what I hear, as soon as Biden is in office, he says, well, I'm gonna go back and undo all kind of things. Like one of them is our Second Amendment rights in this country, which are so unique among all countries. Now, that's one of the first things he's going to do is go in there. He's shooting for a national gun registration list. Come on, we can't have that.
Well, no, he's shooting for a gun buyback program. If you don't buy it, if you don't sell it to them, then you have to pay a tax.
Yeah, it's nuts what they're talking about doing. And I just hate to see that we've made so many gains and headways in different areas, and the platform of this bunch is, well, we're just going to go back and undo all that. And I hate to say it, but I have a friend that talked last night for an hour. She believes that anything that you hear on Fox News is a lie, L-I-E in big capital letters, that they just don't tell the truth, and that any of this stuff about the ballot boxes being stuffed and those things, that's all fake news. I can't convince her otherwise, and she won't look at anything other than where she gets her news. Now, I'm getting rid of the cable. I'm not going to have Fox News anymore. Where would you recommend that I go to outside of a cable system to get decent reported news other than just listening to your show?
You're talking about for you personally?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are moving to Newsmax.
Newsmax.
And you can get that in a lot of different ways. You can get it on YouTube.
Okay.
You can get it on Hulu, too, now, right?
I believe so.
It actually, now Newsmax, I noticed, has a channel on WOW. let's see, what's the other one? AON, American...
OAN, One American News.
One American News. It's
One American News.
That's okay. Another source, but I will tell you something about them. You need to whatever they say, let it maturate for about 36 hours because they have a tendency of getting out in front of their skis. Both of them do.
By the way, Dan, it's coming down sideways now outside. I hope your windows are up.
My windows are up, but my floating devices are not on my car.
Oh. Yeah, I the whole thing with Israel, I've always thought of the conflict in the Middle East has been kind of a center of the chessboard for on a Christian basis as well as just world politics and economics. You know, the Ottoman Empire, the Fatimids, and history going back as far as you can tell. this rift between Islam and the rest of the world, and the fact that Islam has a rift within itself, the Shia and the Sunni being at it with each other. It's just, it's such a blockage. And I was just so disheartened to hear that the Biden bunch, that we made some headway, tremendous headway, and that they just want to go back and undo all that like it was. I just don't get it, Dan. And Dr. Sorensen, when are you going to have him back on again?
Well, I'm waiting until something kind of breaks in the Middle East world.
Okay. Well, very good. I enjoy your show every day. Can I get in on this drawing for the Sweet Creek?
You can. Give me a month and day of birth.
1/8.
You're in.
Thank you very much. Okay. And once again, we always enjoy your show. Very informative.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sir, take care.
Can I fit John in here? John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys. The last caller just mentioned gun registration.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure what that is, because every gun I have ever purchased over the counter, there's a record of it, and it's at the ATF. So if you get pulled over by the police and you've got a gun in your car and they run the serial number on it, they know who bought that gun. Isn't that gun registration?
I'm not sure, because I thought they couldn't hold that information beyond a certain point of time. Now,
yeah.
if you have a, you have a gun permit, but the permit is not per piece, it's per individual.
Exactly. The permit is just for you. It has nothing to do with what gun you have.
Right.
But I was just under the, I'm 57 years old. I've been buying guns for years, and I have a lot of guns that are registered. There's a name behind it, and it's mine.
Well, when you
goes away after so many years.
Yeah, I think there's a point they cannot keep the record. I think they have to certify you that you can get a firearm, but I think there's a period of time. And if a certain party is listening that knows the answer to this question, text me, please. And I think then they have to destroy the record.
Wow. Okay. I did not know that. I thought that stuck with you for your life.
Well, I don't, I could possibly be wrong, because I can think of, somebody has, there was a gun that was found and it was registered to, and then they'll tell you who it was registered to. But I don't know if that's a state registration or what.
I don't know. That'll be interesting to get the truth on that.
Yeah, because then there's a difference of firearm stores and ATF. But I will find out for you, John.
Yeah, that's because they keep talking about gun registration. They've been talking about it for years.
Well, they're talking about gun buyback, and if you don't buy back, they're talking about gun tax.
Right. But how do they know if you have the gun, if it's not in your name?
They come and knock on your door.
I don't think so. I don't think so, not in this country, especially not in this state.
Hey, John, I got to go, buddy. I'm out of the show here.
All good.
Going to go to the top of our break. Eric, coming back to you after this.